Support for Talking Art on WVIK comes from the people at Quad City Bank and Trust, helping the local community with their banking and financial needs for more than 20 years. Information is at qcbt.com.
This is Carolyn Martin, and I'm talking art today with Hannah Holman, the artistic and executive director of the new Quad City Music Academy. Welcome, Hannah.
Good morning, Carolyn.
Now, many people know you in our community as the principal cellist of the Quad City Symphony Orchestra, but tell us about this new endeavor of yours.
Well, I have had this dream of building a school where all people can have a gathering place to come together under the umbrella of music. And I have dreamt about a place where young and old can come for Suzuki lessons, traditional lessons, and this is primarily focused on string instruments right now. But also, I feel like it's very important to reach out and include everybody. And so I'm super excited about our El Sistema program, which is for kids that may not have access to lessons and instruments. And so it's a free program that's going to take place every day. but I just really, I feel like we need a place. And right now, because of various issues, it might be a place online, but just a place where we can all kind of come together.
So this will ultimately be a physical space. Right now, your classes are, which are just starting, are online because of the ongoing COVID pandemic.
Correct. Right. It's just a little bit, you know, it's a little bit easier and a little bit safer. I mean, a lot safer, probably.
Absolutely. And mainly geared towards students, but open to any members of the community who would like additional instruction in string instruments.
Absolutely. I, as many people know, I love teaching people of all ages. I have some wonderful adult beginners. And the idea is to have weekly private lessons, weekly chamber music coachings. And then we're offering some other exciting things like an excerpt class for anybody who's preparing for an audition to do a 9-week individual lessons with on violin and cello for now, preparing for auditions with mock auditions and other exciting surprises. There's a Alexander Technique introduction course. And so, you know, there's something for everybody. If it's not necessarily individual lessons, there's other things. I also want to start Saturday morning, maybe every other week, lecture and masterclass series. So I'm lining people up, but one thing at a time.
It sounds like you're taking a lot on because in addition to the private lessons that you're offering, there are these special programs that you'd mentioned, the workshops, master classes, this excerpt class. Who are some of the instructors that you have lined up to teach?
Oh my gosh. We have such a, an amazing, stable of faculty. I'm so honored. Well, let's see from, should I just go down the list?
Let's see, just in terms of the categories, because you do have so many teachers, it may be hard to talk about all of them individually.
Right.
But you offer instruction in cello, violin, viola, and bass, I believe.
Let's see. Well, I'll start with the bass. How about that? We have Will Yeager, who is finishing up his doctorate at the University of Iowa. And prior to coming to Iowa, he was a bass professor at a university in Alabama. So he's got a lot of teaching experience. And by the way, he loves teaching alternative styles and jazz too. So it's not just classical. If you want to sign up with for lessons with Will. There's well, we have half of a quartet on the faculty, and the half that we have are twins. Sabrina Tabby and her twin sister Genevieve are in a string quartet together, and so Sabrina, as you know, lives in the Quad Cities, and we were talking. She's going to be offering violin lessons, and then I said I really wanted to offer chamber music, and then she said, "Well, maybe you'd be interested in speaking with my sister Genevieve." And so I spoke to Genevieve, and she's a fantastic cellist who went to Cleveland Institute and is fully qualified to teach Suzuki all the way up. And she also worked for the El Sistema Ravinia program this summer. And because they're in a quartet together, you know, I think that that's going to be a great experience for the kids to get to work with, you know, people that are in a professional quartet.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. When I read through the list of the instructors, and it's easy to find them on your website, which is QuadCityMusicAcademy.org. The people that you have are so diverse, and they've had an amazing variety of experiences. Some of them are familiar names. They perform with the symphony here. Naha Greenholz, of course, we all know as a violinist. But so many others are from the Chicago era, and you've been able to pull really an amazing assortment of musicians. There's so much to offer for members of our community here.
I mean, the Quad Cities is such a special, beautiful place. And, you know, I just want people to feel like they can have everything that they need right there in the Quad Cities. There isn't a need to perhaps drive to Chicago or drive to Iowa City or whatever, you know, but that they can stay right there, right in the Quad Cities, and have world-class and the highest level of music education right there.
Mm-hmm. What was your inspiration behind forming this academy in our community? What need did you see?
Well, I just saw, I mean, speaking with a lot of my colleagues, both in the symphony and teaching in the public schools, I just saw that people were a little bit like that they needed help, and that people that were there were maybe too tired, too busy. They just needed more help and more teaching, more teachers, and just opportunity to really have kids, you know, like go as far as they wanted to go. So I, you know, the whole youth symphony program with the Quad City Symphony is so amazing. And so I just like, I'm kind of looking at this new music school as like a supportive venture for the whole Quad Cities, as an opportunity to come together to support the youth symphony program with the symphony. And in a way to actually build bridges between communities, so that we have an opportunity to speak with people that are, you know, through that maybe we don't run into every day through music.
Were you, since you live part time in Iowa City, were you influenced at all by the Prusel School of Music that they have there?
Yeah, Prusel School is such a great institution. Actually, my son has been taking piano there for several years. And yeah, so I was super influenced and inspired by the Prusel School. And I definitely feel like Quad Cities deserves a quality music school. And so I aspire to build something like Doris Prusel has built with the Prusel School here.
Well, we're so glad, certainly, that you're getting this off the ground now. Having a centralized place for people to come who are interested in music is really important. It always seemed to me that it was somewhat fragmented in terms of how you would come in contact with an instructor.
Right. I mean, I don't know, when one goes to the website, you'll see the Centennial Bridge. And I just have thought that, you know, okay, it's a little cheesy, but you know, there's bridges on string instruments, but I also feel like I want this place to really be about building bridges, like across the river, across communities, across, you know, people that are in the Quad Cities right now and people that are maybe in Chicago or here in Iowa City, or I'm speaking to you from Iowa City, as you know, but like that it's a real kind of gathering place to celebrate, you know, people and the arts and music.
You had mentioned El Sistema, which means the system in Spanish. Let's talk about that a little bit more, because that ties into the bridge building concept that you were mentioning. And I know somehow it incorporates human values. What is that all about?
Well, this program was started by a Venezuelan music educator named Jose Abreu, and I'm probably mispronouncing his name, I'm sorry. But the idea was to provide like an enrichment of humanity and to provide really important social and like practical skills for a lot of children without means that were maybe just, you know, on the streets and, you know, as an alternative to like drugs and violence and whatever, to give them an instrument. And so it's a daily course. And, you know, when we were thinking about, okay, is this going to work online? The general thought is, let's try it. So in reality, it's usually in person, it's about 2 or 3 hours every day after school of a combination of group instruction and individual, like maybe by instrument, private lessons. And it's the idea is it's all free. And it's really a way to just help strengthen and enable and, you know, like build better human beings, stronger, more confident, and able to, you know, life is hard enough right now as it is. So I think all the help and skills that we can help our kids learn, the better.
Life is hard right now, and music softens that a little bit. And it sounds to me like El Sistema is really the social justice arm, perhaps, of classical music. And you have several instructors who are trained in that.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And one is our very own Bruno Silva, who is married. He's a Brazilian violist in the Quad City Symphony, who's married to Emily Nash, associate concertmaster. And so when I was talking to them about the school and if they'd like to be a part of it, I said a big part of it to me is, for me, was not just offering lessons, you know, for people that might be able to afford them, but being able to provide education for everybody. And I was interested in having a element of the school be an El Sistema program. And Emily was like, well, perhaps you'd like to speak to my husband, Bruno, about that, because he helped start an El Sistema program in 2008 in Chicago. And I was like, oh my gosh, yes. Hi, Bruno. So, so Bruno has been helping guide me as to how exactly the best way to set this up. And he introduced me to two of his great friends that you'll see on the website, Andrea and Javier. And with the three of them helped build the El Sistema program and create a human values course that ties in, you know, an idea like hope or something to a daily lesson program where, you know, you learn music, but also a human value. And it's kind of like there's an emphasis on one core value every week. And I kind of want this to kind of permeate even the traditional and Suzuki lessons too, because I think that, again, we can all benefit by thinking about these things and the school being really kind of knitted together by this.
Initially, I saw a link between El Sistema and the Boys and Girls Club cello program. That's this, you know, this partnership or initiative between the Quad City Symphony Orchestra and then the Boys and Girls Clubs of the Mississippi Valley, where they help provide cellos and instruction. But it sounds like El Sistema really goes beyond that when you're talking about concepts that
what Liz has done with and the Quad City Symphony has done with that is that's exactly it. And so, you know, we just want to build upon that and go a little bit further. But it's great what she's done.
So again, right now you're holding the fall semester remotely, and have a variety of private music lessons. Are scholarships available? Is that something that you're fundraising for now, for people who couldn't afford the lessons online?
Yes, scholarships will be available. The fundraising has begun. This is a whole new world for me, and I've had a steep learning curve, and it's been really exciting and very eye-opening. I also was kind of thinking, like, because I don't know how to do this and I'm learning on the spot, that, you know, like, what comes first, the chicken or the egg? Do we need to fundraise or should we start? And so, you know, the idea was, I think, let's start. And then we can show what we're doing, and hopefully that will be a way to attract some donations. But anybody that would like to give, and by the way, we're also looking for instruments and donations in kind. If you go to the website, there's a whole donate button. And this is going to take some major fundraising, and we definitely need some help.
Because you want to have an instrument library, then, it sounds like.
Yes, we want to have an instrument library.
And a building fund and scholarships. So there are a lot of needs, but it sounds like such an amazing project.
My heart is full, actually, of like, so I'm so excited about the possibilities. And I just have maybe blind faith that and by the way, we are in Iowa. What is the Field of Dreams? Build it and they will come. Like, I just have this idea, like, okay, it's going to happen. It'll all come together.
If it works for baseball, it can surely work for music.
That's right.
Well, let's talk about yourself for a bit. You're the principal cellist for the Quad City Symphony Orchestra and have been doing that since 2008. You're doing so many other things. And you were a benefactor when you were younger of the type of music instruction you're now offering. Can you talk a bit about the transformative teacher? And I'm taking that word from your website, Lewis Potter, who helped you when you were younger.
That's so great. Just you mentioning that gets me all welled up. No, I mean, I know that's exactly right. I've felt so fortunate in my training that I've long felt like I need and want to give back. So, I started with my grandmother, as probably most people know and are tired of hearing, but I had this wonderful teacher, Mr. Louis Potter, who was the professor emeritus at Michigan State. And because he had retired, I would go up for my lessons from my little hometown in Jackson, Michigan, to East Lansing, Michigan, once a week. And, he would basically just have one student a day. And so I sometimes had 2 or 3 hour lessons. And by transformative, it was kind of like this human values program that we're offering. It was not just about being a better cellist or, you know, learning where your fingers go and what the proper position was. But, you know, he would really tie in, you know, life and food and politics and books and, you know, that music is a way to talk about all these things and express what's going on and talk about, you know, how this fits into the composer's life and what they were trying to express at the time that they were writing. So, and it's been a journey, but I do feel like it was my junior high and high school times with Mr. Potter that had provided the real foundation and that has allowed me to, you know, I had many different teachers in my college experience and like five teachers in 6 years. And so it was my junior high and high school foundation that has still helps me to this day. And people that have studied with me and still study with me know that I speak about Mr. Potter a lot.
Well, I hope the new students that come to your academy develop that same relationship, which is really an extraordinary thing. It can change the course of someone's life.
It actually can, yeah. And not to say that, you know, it's not necessarily about being a professional musician. It's just about, you know, learning and the love and the discipline and the how everything is related. So, you know, these are life skills that you can take with you no matter what you end up doing.
Well, Hannah Holman, thank you so much for talking today and for this new opportunity you're giving our local student musicians.
Oh, thank you so much, Carolyn, for having me. And I cannot wait to have this really start and it's going to be, I'm super excited. I'm so grateful to have this opportunity to build something here.
You can learn more about the Quad City Music Academy, including detailed information on all of the instructors and class offerings, by visiting quadcitymusicacademy.org. This has been Carolyn Martin, talking art in the Quad Cities for WVIK.
Our theme music is provided by a Quad City legend, the late Ellis Kell.